I think I've shared this story with you before here, but it fits the context of our next need, so I'm going to share it again. So if you've heard this before, enjoy it the second time. So there's an old story that talks about this rabbi who lived in a Russian city about a century ago. And this Russian rabbi was absolutely disappointed by his lack of direction and life purpose. And so what he did is he wandered out into the chilly night air. And with his hands thrust deep into his pockets, he wandered aimlessly through the empty streets, and he questioned his faith in God, he questioned the scriptures, and he questioned his calling that God had gave him in his life. And the story goes on to say that the only thing colder than the Russian winter air was the chill that was in his own soul. He was so consumed by his despair that he mistakenly wandered into a Russian military compound that was off limits to civilians. And the silence of the evening chill was shattered by the bark of a Russian soldier who said, "Who are you? And what are you doing here?" "Excuse me," the rabbi replied. "Who are you? And what are you doing here?" So after a brief moment, the rabbi said in a gracious tone, so he didn't aggravate the soldier anymore, he asked him simply, "How much do you get paid every day?" "What does that have to do with you?" he shot back. And then with some delight, as though he had just made a discovery, the rabbi responded, "I will pay you equal sum if every day you ask me those two questions. Who am I? And what am I doing here?" And the question for us this morning is, how would you answer those two questions? Sometimes they're not easy to answer, are they? They're not easy to answer unless you truly understand who you are and why God has placed you here. I think those two questions really can be answered very well within the context of you know where. And that's in a life group. You see, the rabbi lost something in his life that pertained to his calling and why God had created him in the first place. And we can all fall in that same sense of despair. We all can lose sight of why God created us and who he created us to be and the plans that we have for our lives. Shireen Tabor says this about her life. She said, "I have an insatiable need to feel extraordinary, to be a woman of influence, to be a woman who leaves her mark in this world." And I think underneath all the layers of who we are, we all have that same sense. We all want to live extraordinary lives. We all want to live life on purpose. And she addresses our second need by saying this, "It's in my blood. I am desperate for significance." At the end of the day, at the conclusion of our lives, we all want to know that our lives counted for something and that we lived out our days on purpose to the glory of God. We all have this God-given destiny. And that's where we find our significance and our true fulfillment in life. So parents, grandparents, Proverbs 22:9. It's a verse you probably should underline in your Bible. It's one that's good for all of us. Proverbs 22:9 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not turn from it. I think sometimes we take in this a little bit of a context, so I want to help us to understand what the writer of Proverbs is telling us this morning. He's saying the way that he or she should go speaks to their God-given destiny, their purpose, their significance. Help your children, help your grandchildren discover that as early as possible makes their faith journey with God for the rest of their lives far more likely than not. It's in Scripture. Help your children find out their gifts, their abilities, their passions, their personalities. At this point, those four. And your children will more than likely follow God the rest of their days because they're fulfilling their destiny. They're finding their significance. That's the same for all of us. But since I wear a family hat, I got to tuck that in. So you think about all of this in the context of a group of 10 to 12 people. Some are a little bit bigger, some are a little bit smaller. That's okay. Think of the significance that you bring to your small group. It's like someone has said, God made you to be you. And if you're not going to be you, who will be you? Because God made you to be you. You've heard it probably 1,000 times from pulpits. God does not make junk. We are all made with significance in who we are. All of you, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you all have at least one spiritual gift or more. You all have a heart or a passion for causes, for people groups, for countries. You all have abilities that God has given you that you can use that shapes your significance. And you will have abilities that I don't have. So I need you to bring your abilities to the table because I don't have them. You're significant. You all have personality traits. Some are more interesting than others. But we all have personality traits that are important to the body of Christ. God made introverts. God made extroverts. And everything in between. That makes you significant. Your personality is who God made you to be. And then for those of us who are a little bit older in this room, we've all had experiences. Some good, some not so good. But you know, we've been allowed to go through those experiences to shape us. There are things that happened to me in my earlier years before Christ that took 10 years to forgive myself of some of the things I did. But you know, God has used some of those very things to minister to other people who are doing those things today. God doesn't waste experiences if we give our lives to Him. We're all significant in the kingdom of God. What I've just explained to you is what we call shape. Your spiritual gifts, your heart or your passions, your abilities, your personalities, and your experience. And that shape shapes you for significance. And there's no better place to unpack your shape than within the context of a life group and then let that flow out into the greater body and out into our communities that need to know Jesus Christ. You know, in a minute, you're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So the Word of God can remind you, right from Paul's pen to you, of your significance and why we need you in a life group and why we need you to be a part of River Valley Community Church, because you make this church complete. when you bring your shape on a regular, every Sunday, when you bring your shape every night to life group, you're making this church a significant movement in the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 2:9 says this. Boy, I wish we could get this. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Why? That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Is that not significance? So you go back to all these one another's we talked about in the beginning. And you just ask yourself, why are there so many one another's in the scriptures? It's because in God's eyes, he sees each one of us as significant parts to the body of Christ. And he wants us to treat each other like that. This should be the tightest group you'll find in Medicine Hat, because we stick it out together and we love one another, we care for one another, and we grow together with one another. It's important to understand we have this great need within our lives to be significant. So, table leaders, package number two. For the next 15 minutes, dialogue with your group about the whole idea of significance.